Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And we're having a great visit with a new friend. Chris Voss is here, ladies and gentlemen. Chris is a former FBI agent, 24 years with the agency as a supervisory special agent, leading the negotiator for international kidnappings and U.S. national security response. A few years ago, he retired and formed his own company, the Black Swan Group, an organization that helps people with their negotiations all around the world. His new book is all about negotiating. Never Split the Difference, Negotiating as If Your Life Depended on It. He's our new friend, Chris Voss. Thanks again for being here. So in your book, you identify 9 counterintuitive techniques and strategies. Give us a couple of those that you think will give any of us an edge.
Well, I got to tell you something. The best way to say no is what most people would think would be given in. But how am I supposed to do that? And saying it just like that, saying it super nice, is the world champion way to say no. And just in the last week, one client used it to knock down a contractor by over 50% on a business negotiation. Another lady used it with her 13-year-old son that was trying to get her to buy a video game. So it's kind of crazy how a deferential way of saying out no, you know, most people either think that we got to scream no and walk away and slam our hands on the table.
Right.
Or we have to stay there and take it. And you really don't have to do either one. You know, the world champion way to say no is to burden the person that's creating the problem with the problem. And that's the way that phrase works. And it's so deferential, it's kind of a stealth attack because they have no idea what you've just done to them. And what it is it keeps you in the negotiation. You want to let out no a little at a time, because if you're talking to them, you really want to make sure that you can, whether or not you can make a deal before you go one way or another on it. I believe no deal is better than a bad deal.
Mm-hmm.
So let's make sure that we can't make a deal before we walk away, but be prepared to walk away.
So let's do a little role play. Chris, I'm not prepared to lower my price on this thing. I think I've been pretty clear that this is my price, and I know you want me to come down, but frankly, I'm stuck on that number.
All right, well, it's not necessarily the price you have a problem with. It's what you're delivering for that price. Now, let's talk about how you can deliver something to me that works better at the same price.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying you're putting it back on me. You're putting the responsibility back on me. Now, I've got to say, okay, you're not questioning my price. You're questioning the value of my price.
Right, and it's terms. You know, in literally in almost any deal, I can take a price and make it a good deal or a bad deal, depending upon all the terms that are around it. I mean, I joke with my students when I teach in the MBA course, you know, I'll look at somebody and say, how much for your name tag? And I don't care how much they tell me. I go ahead and take the name tag, and I'll say, well, we never talked about how you're going to get your money. I'll pay you $1 a year for the rest of your life.
Well, so
and,
I...
You know, you can,
go ahead.
You can do anything with terms.
Right. Now, see, that's the thing that I've tried to encourage people over the years, especially if you're dealing with your banker, for example. You know, there are two things, the price and the terms. If you're negotiating a business contract, usually what I always say is whoever gets the price, the other one gets the terms.
Right. And, you know, there's some famous negotiators, vicious negotiators over the years. You know, Carl Icahn, the Wall Street dealmaker, was
right.
Famous for giving people their price because he knew he was going to kill them on terms. And he knows that most people relax as soon as they get the price.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes him even more vulnerable to getting slaughtered on the terms.
Mm-hmm.
And he made himself a billionaire doing that.
What about just waiting people out? How do you, you know, I've gotten some pretty good deals, by just not accepting an offer and just waiting them out till they get so antsy that they, you know, they wind up coming around to my way of doing things. What about that?
Well, you know, there's two great things about that. And the first thing is, number one, in and of itself, it's a great technique. And we call that an effective pause. And it goes a little bit to the people who are so determined to be in control, want to be in control of the negotiation is actually a tremendous weakness. Because as soon as you feel like you've got control, you're very vulnerable. And when you feel like you're out of control, you don't know what you're saying. Now, the other thing is said about that I really liked is, no negotiation skill is infallible, and you're willing to use a variety of different things because you know they work a lot. They just don't work every time.
Mm-hmm.
You said, I've gotten some great deal. And in any skill, you want to be willing to experiment with that skill and see if it works in the moment, but not get rattled if it didn't work out. You got to give it a chance to work, and each skill is important because you give each skill a chance to work.
Well, I had this happen yesterday. I was negotiating a deal, and I actually did think that she gave me that the person had given me a price the day before than what she gave me yesterday, and I said, well, that doesn't sound right to me. It sounds like that's about whatever higher, and I said, can you excuse me for a minute? And I got up and I walked out. I didn't tell her I was leaving the building. I just said, would you excuse me for just a minute? I got up and walked out, and I went around the corner. And was gone about maybe 90 seconds. When I came back, she had come to, she said, you know, you may be right. I made a phone call, and I think we can work that price out. I just left.
Yeah,
I just got and walked away.
Yeah, and that's a great thing, too, because people who are horrified at walking away, some people see, you know, that really rattles them. But that's actually a way to put it back on the other person.
Mm-hmm.
And to say no, or to show an unhappiness and uneasiness.
Chris, hold on to that thought, folks. We'll come back. Chris says men and women negotiate differently. I'm going to ask him about that after these messages. The book is called Never Split the Difference. Chris Voss, the author.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.